Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Twins rained out in Baltimore. Doubleheader tomorrow. Lineup card at 10:30. Bailey Ober in Game 1 as the Twins try and extend their winning streak. And then Simeon Woods Richardson in Game 2. Once again, our coverage begins at 10:30. There is some rain, maybe a thunderstorm, but it is raining in Baltimore. They called it this afternoon. Once again, they'll try and play 2 tomorrow. The getaway day game on track on Thursday. Then it's on to Milwaukee and the border battle with the Brewers starting on Friday night. Right now, we're going to turn to motorsports. Jordan Bianchi joins us, and he covers NASCAR for The Athletic. Jordan, it's good to visit with you again. I hope you're doing well.
Hello, my friend. Good to talk to you as well. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, good to visit with you. The sport gets to settle in to home base in North Carolina for the time being. North Wilkesboro and then Charlotte for the Coke 600 coming up on Memorial Day weekend, and this is kind of a nice break for the sport. I know the All-Star Open and the All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro, that track that Dale Earnhardt Jr. was so instrumental in helping bringing back to life, and then, of course, the Coca-Cola 600, the longest race of the year at Charlotte Motor Speedway. But, you know, this is a sport week to week. I mean, they're traveling around the country. It's all the teams and the media, et cetera. So I'm sure everyone's looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a nice little kind of respite, and NASCAR's in the middle of this 28 consecutive week stretch of races, which can be a lot, and so to have, you know, consecutive weeks at home is a nice thing for sure. And then you mentioned North Wilkesboro. I mean, this is, you know, it's a place that goes back to the 40s, right? This is where this is NASCAR's roots, and a few years ago, this place was buried pretty much in decrepit and should have been condemned. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. and he led a barrage of people up there to basically rebuild it and bring it back to life. And now they're racing there again, which is wild, because if you would ask me a couple of years ago, and we probably did have this conversation actually about North Wilkesboro, yep, I would have been like, this is never happening, and now it is. So it's just wild that, you know, NASCAR is kind of back there, but this is one of those benchmark, you know, old school tracks that NASCAR needs to be at. In addition to all the other new stuff and cool stuff that they're doing, it's good to remain in touch with your roots as well.
Yeah, and the whole thing from there's been a lot of stories, and I'm sure it's on YouTube everywhere. You can, you know, North Wilkesboro, and you know, the early days of Dale Earnhardt Jr. kind of walking around there, and you're like, so you're going to bring this back to life. And they have. It's really cool what they did. And, you know, I've seen some of those stories about how into it the community's been, mm-hmm, and how important it's been to that area in North Carolina to get it back. So that's coming up this weekend. Then it's on to the Coke 600. But I want to get your thoughts on the season so far. And you can't look too much beyond the number 5. We all know Kyle Larson is a great talent. He wins at Kansas. He won on a short track at Bristol. He won on maybe the driver's favorite track of all down at Homestead. I mean, he's having a whale of a year.
He is. I mean, it feels like this is kind of Kyle Larson's world and everybody's just living in it. And this is what Kyle Larson does year after year. I mean, he is a generational talent. And, you know, the conversation always is, you know, who's the best driver in the world? Is it Formula One's Max Verstappen or is it Kyle Larson? And Kyle Larson makes his case for himself. And this week's a perfect example. You mentioned the Kansas win. Goes there, starts on the pole, you know, leads a 221 of 267 laps, just kicks everyone's butt, right? And then Monday night, he's in a sprint car racing at some dirt track in Indiana. And then, oh, by the way, today he's in an Indy car preparing for the Indy 500. That's just who Kyle Larson is. In this stretch of races here, you talk about, you know, Indy 500's coming up and the Coke 600, Kyle Larson's going to end up doing the double. And he's going to run both races in the same day. I mean, this just, it really just feels like when it comes to motorsports, especially NASCAR or here in North America anyway, it just everything evolves around Kyle Larson because he is that good. And he is one of those drivers that years down the road, people are going to be talking about, telling their grandkids about because he's that kind of talent.
Yeah, another guy who's had a monster year is Christopher Bell. What a run early in the season. And, you know, another one of these young guys, Kyle Larson's been around longer. And then you have what we call the old-timers now in Denny Hamlin. I mean, they're kind of – Joey Logano got a win at Texas a couple of weeks back. But the point being is you got Kyle Larson, you got Christopher Bell, but don't forget about Denny Hamlin or Joey Logano.
Yeah, I mean, it really does feel kind of like the usual suspects. I mean, you talk about Larson, you talk about Christopher Bell. I'm going to throw William Byron in there, who won the Daytona 500.
Right.
You mentioned Denny Hamlin. It's kind of the guys we've talked about really for the last few years and who've kind of emerged. And it feels like this season is going to be about them. And I would throw Ryan Blaney in that mix, too. Ryan doesn't have a win this year, but really fast and honestly should have three or four wins. For sort of, you know, unfortunate due to circumstances beyond his control. And so it's just, it feels like the usual cast of characters have kind of coming to the center stage and we're kind of still waiting for maybe that outlier a little bit to emerge and maybe we won't, but it's certainly going to be interesting to see how this shakes up because the guys we all talked about all drive for the top teams as well. So it really does feel like a little bit of a stare down, if you will, which is not a bad thing. It's nice to see the cream rise of the crop every once in a while.
And by the way, with Kyle Larson doing the double, that's so weather dependent on what's going on in Indy and Charlotte as well. You know, I mean, hopefully the weather's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we dealt with last year. I mean, Kyle Larson was going to do the double. The Indy 500 got delayed many hours, and he ended up staying there, and he missed the Coke 600, and it was a whole kerfuffle about everything. And you really just would like to see Mother Nature cooperate. You know, to see Kyle Larson be able to do both these things is a treat. He is that kind of a talent. And I don't think anyone has any illusions that he's going to win at Indy, but he certainly could run in the top 10. He was running in the top 10 last year before he had an issue on pit road. And obviously he can always win in NASCAR. So like to see a guy do that, this is really special. And so you just hope that Mother Nature cooperates and allows him to do both.
Yeah, and hopefully you're planning ahead for June. Nashville, Michigan, Mexico City.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Poconos, Eastern Pennsylvania, and Atlanta all in June. You're going to pile up some miles, Jordan.
I will be at every one of those, and I'll tell you what, it's a lot, and you're all over, but it speaks to the diversity of the NASCAR schedule, too, because, you know, we've had this conversation so much, Steve, about how the schedule needed to be changed year after year, and it just felt redundant. But then you just go back and, like, Nashville's relatively new. Mexico City is a brand new event. Atlanta's a reconfigured racetrack. Michigan is down to one race. Pocono's down to one race. And then I'll throw even after that, you've got Chicago, 4th of July weekend, and you know, downtown Chicago. So it's just, the schedule is so different and so dynamic than it has been in years past. And it is fun to see. It makes it hard to kind of gauge on who's good and who's not because all the tracks are different. You don't really know. And you can't always carry over from week to week, but it sure makes things interesting.
Yeah, and I want to point out to Upper Midwest Rays fans, Iowa, NASCAR is back at Iowa Speedway, Sunday, August 3rd, the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol, Newton, Iowa. Now the track got rave reviews for the first cup show there, but this track has been, you know, very well received. Drivers love it. It's great, and a great opportunity for Minnesota race fans to get down there and see NASCAR.
Absolutely. Iowa is a fantastic racetrack, and it's only about four and a half hours away from the Twin Cities. I highly recommend it. Just shoot east. That's really about it. Last year's race was the first time the Cup Series raced there. Packed the house, enthusiastic, energetic crowd, a lot of fun. Would expect the same thing this go-round. It's great to see Iowa on the schedule, and I hope the fans are back and they're packing it in again. They got a great show last year, and I think they're going to get a great show this year as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those. I work Saturdays. I have the show. I could get up early on a Sunday and be down there in time. I got to do it. I might even put in for a credential and hang out with you that weekend.
Let me know. I'll point you in the right direction. We'll score you away, and you can do the show down there even if you wanted to.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Awesome.
It's really good, and I will tell people, like, I mean, it's in Newton, Iowa. People are like, where's Newton? It's honestly about 40 minutes east of Des Moines. You can stay in downtown Des Moines. There's plenty of hotels, easy peasy, if you want to stay down there. Or I said you can make the drive back as well. So it is a cool place. It's a great track, and I'm so glad that after so many years, Iowa is back and found a place on the schedule.
Well, Jordan, always good to visit with you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and then some home cooking. Jordan, by the way, North Wilkesboro for the All-Star Race this Sunday. Look forward to it. And then the Coke 600 Memorial Day weekend, the longest race of the year. They'll go 600 miles at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.